Lord, we're thankful that we can study the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们可以学习圣经。
We remember the Bible says that great peace have those who love your law.
对主啊，我们知道圣经说呢，就那些呢喜爱您的律法的人呢，他们内心有大大的平安。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that as we study your word tonight, you will grant us peace as we respond to the truth of God.
对主啊，我们的祷告是呢，今天晚上当我们学习您的话的时候呢，就是说您赐给我们这样的平安。
We remember, Lord, that there are many who have big needs.
对主啊，我们也记得那些都有很大的需要的人。
There are the needs in Vancouver here, people like Cecilia, Lord, they need the Savior. We pray that you will guide Mrs. Liu to speak the right words to her, and we pray that she will find the Savior.
就说这个有一个人呢，在温哥华呢，就是说像是孙英莲那样的，他内心呢没有平安，所以主要我们祈求您的这个卢大姐那个话语，让他去用正确的话跟他讲，让他能够认识救主。
And then there are those like Amir, Lord, who have great concern regarding friends and relatives in that terrible land of Persia, of Iran. Lord, would you please send a resolve there that Amir's family might be blessed and not lose their lives?
主要有一些人呢，就像阿米尔他们那样的，他们自己非常关心他们在那个波斯那个地方，就是他们伊朗那个国家，现在呢也有很大的麻烦，所以很大问题。求您呢，就是解决那个问题，就是而且呢，让阿米尔的家人呢，他们不至于失去生命。
Lord, there are many with heartaches in that country and from that country. And we pray that somehow many will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
记住啊，在那个地方呢，有很多人呢，他们呢也处在这样的同样的困难，所以呢，我们祈求您呢，就是说让他们呢可以找到救主。
And then, Lord, we pray for China and the big needs in that country.
记住啊，我们也为中国祷告，那里有很大的需要。
And Lord, we're concerned that Anna and May, among others, have difficulty getting their computers working. We pray that you'll just help there. We want them to be able to spend time with us and learn the great truths of God together.
例如啊，就是说像汉娜妹他们那些呢，在中国现在用电脑上这个中文比较困难，所以我们祈求您呢，让他解决他们的问题，这样呢，他们可以呢经常和我们联系。
And we thank you, Lord, for everyone who's here tonight. We pray that you'll bless us, each one.
记住啊，我们也为在座的每一个人祷告，求您呢，就是说是赐福给我们在座的每一个人。
And send others along who should be with us, we pray.
所以呢，就是差那些应该来我们这里的人来，我们祷告。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all.
所以再次呢，欢迎大家所有的人。
We're going to be studying tonight in Luke chapter 2, starting over in verse number, see if I can find it here. Luke 2, Luke 22. We're going to start reading at verse 66.
所以今天呢，我们要从那个《路加福音》第22章的第67节开始，66节。
So this section we're studying tonight is going to be the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个呢，主要的我们呢这一部分要学的是我们主耶稣基督的要受审讯。
There's a sense in which it's some of the most important. Verses in the Bible.
为什么这意义上说呢？这里呢有一些在圣经里呢非常重要的经文。
And so, because it's the trial of the Lord Jesus, which was such a terrible thing, we're praying that the Lord will help us understand it clearly.
因为这个是在水星，我们的主耶稣基督，所以我们祷告呢，主呢能够帮助我们能够清晰的去理解。
So the question then is, what was the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ like?
所以呢，现在问题是呢，他们审讯主耶稣基督是什么样的一个审讯呢？
And in fact, as we will see, there were several trials.
因为就是说，上面讲的，我们知道有几个这样的试炼。
It was the chief priests and the scribes, the Pharisees, the elders who brought the Lord Jesus to trial from the Garden of Gethsemane.
你这个就是说，是说那些呢，就是说是大祭司，还有那些就是法利赛人，还有文士呢，他们把主耶稣基督呢从克西马西米医院带到这里来受审。
And so in verse 66, we get as soon as it was daylight, probably 6 o'clock in the morning, the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, came together and led Jesus into their council.
第66节说，天一亮，百姓的众长老连祭司长带文士都聚集，把耶稣带到他们的公会里说。
So they had arrested him in the Garden of Gethsemane in the middle of the night. But now, as soon as daylight came, they took him to the scribes, the priests and the scribes.
所以这个里面呢，他们呢在那个半夜的时候呢，在克西马西米医院把主耶稣基督给抓了。但是呢，天一亮的时候呢，他们马上呢就把那个他们这些带到祭司长、还有文士、还有长老那里。
And their simple trial began with these words, verse 67, if you are the Christ, tell us.
因为这个简单的那个审讯呢，是从这一句话开始的。第67节说：“你若是基督，就告诉我们。
But his answer to them was, if I tell you, you will by no means believe me. And if I were to ask you, you will no, by no means answer me or let me go. Hereafter, the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God.
有这个第67节的后半句，他说呢，他对他们说：“你若我若告诉你们，你们也不信。”第68节，我若问你们，你们也不回答，也不容我走。第69节，从今以后，人子要坐在神全能的右手边。
So he's basically saying to them, this is not going to be a fair trial.
基本上呢，就是告诉他们，这不会是一个公平的审讯。
The reason is because if I tell you the answers, you will not believe what I say.
这个基本上是说呢，如果我告诉你们我是谁呢，你们不会我如果我问你们问题，你们不会回答。
And if I ask you questions, you will not answer me or let me go. This is not a fair trial.
因为如果就是说是如果呢，我问你们问题，你们不回答，也不会让我走，那么说这个不会是一个公平的审判了。
Now, tonight we're going to see that there are several responses to the Lord Jesus Christ, several trials apparently upon which he was subjected. And this first one basically is a trial that says, it's not fair. We have already determined that you are guilty. We are bound to kill you. And therefore, doesn't matter what you say, we're gonna have our same opinion.
因为里面就是基本上呢，这个我们在下面看看主耶稣基督受审的时候呢，它有几个部分，几个部分这里面基本上讲到了他们那些人呢，他们已经呢就是说是有了他们的观点，不管说什么，他们呢就是已经决定了这样的观点，已经决定了不让他走，那么说这个审讯呢是不公平的。
If you were to go to trial in your country today, you'd be very upset if this were the conclusion that they reached before you got there. They said, you are guilty. Doesn't matter what you say, you are guilty.
因为如果你在你的国家呢，你要去接受审讯的话呢，在你去受审之前呢，他们已经有了这样的结论，说不管你说什么，你已经有罪了。
But it's amazing to me that many people in the world today have exactly that attitude when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是对我来说有意思的是呢，就是很多世界上的那些人呢，在他们呢，就是说是来到主耶稣基督面前的时候呢，他们有同样的这样的一个态度。
Their minds are made up. They don't want Jesus Christ. And doesn't matter what you say, they will not listen. If you ask them questions, they will not give you good answers. They have already decided against the Lord Jesus.
因为你们在他们脑子里的想法已经定了，就是不管你说什么，他都不信。如果呢，你问他们问题呢，他也不会有一个很好的答案。基本上呢，他们已经决定了要反对主耶稣。
But he does say this to them in verse 69, hereafter, the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God.
原来是这样跟他们讲的，从第69节说，从今以后，人子要坐在神全能的右手边。
And to the people who are against Jesus today, the same answer prevails. Sooner or later, they will see that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of heaven and earth. He's sitting at the right hand of God, and he will be their judge.
所以这个里面迟迟早早这些反对主耶稣基督的人，他们最终呢要承认呢主耶稣基督就是天上的神，天上的主。他呢就是最终呢他要坐在神的全能的右手边，最终呢他要审判他们，他会是他们最终的审判官。
Then they all said, verse 70, are you then the Son of God? And he said to them, you rightly say that I am.
第七十集是他们都说呢，这样你是神的儿子吗？他对他们说，你们说我是。So
the accusation against him is he says he is the Son of God.
对他的指控呢，他们说的是呢，他说他是神的儿子。
Their conclusion, verse 71, is, and they said, what further testimony do we need? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth.
第71节说呢，他们说何必再用见证呢？他亲口所说的，我们都亲自听见了。
So what is the accusation against him?
对他的指控是什么样的呢？
He said he's the Son of God.
他说他是神的儿子。
Is that a bad thing?
这是一个坏事吗?
It would be a terribly bad thing if, in fact, you were not the Son of God.
这个是一个极其可怕的事情，如果他真的不是神的儿子。
But if he is the Son of God, this is the most important thing that man can ever deal with.
但是他就是神的儿子，这就是人要针对的一个最重要的事情。
So they said, we're not concerned about the facts. We're not concerned about whether he is or not. All we know is if he says he is and he is not, then it's bad. And we know he's not, so it's bad. Did they know he was not the Son of God? No.
这个里面他们就说呢，不管怎么说，不管怎么说呢，他呢说他是神的儿子，他是神的儿子呢，就是说是那么说呢，如果他是神的儿子，我们知道他不是，那么这是一件非常可怕的事情。但是他真的是神的儿子吗？他不是神的儿子吗？不，他是的。
Why did they reject him?
那他们为什么要拒绝他呢？
Had he not given them evidence that he was the Son of God?
有没有给他们这样的证据证明他是神的儿子呢？
Of course, was there any other explanation as to who he was?
当然给了，还有没有其他的那些解释证明他是谁呢？
No, none.
那就是没有。
All the evidence said he was who he said he was.
因为所有的证据都证明他说呢，他是的。
Why did they then reject him?
那么为什么他们然后就拒绝了他呢？
Very simply, they did not want him to be the Son of God, because if he were the Son of God, they would have to serve him and obey him.
这个答案是呢，他们不想要啊，不想承认他是神的儿子。如果他真是神的儿子的话呢，他们必须要顺服他。
And frankly, that's one of the major reasons why people reject Jesus today. They don't want him to be God.
这里面坦率说呢，这就是大多数人今天拒绝主耶稣基督的原因，因为他们不想要他是神。
They don't want to obey him.
他们不想顺服他们。
And they're not responsible to live a life that would say he is the Son of God. They don't want to do what's right. They want to do what's wrong.
所以他们不想顺服他，他们也不想呢，就是说是承认他是神的儿子。所以呢，他们想要继续做他们的措施。
So they proceeded with their lie, which was that Jesus is a liar. He is not the Son of God.
所以他们继续坚持呢，就是说主耶稣基督是说谎的，他不是神的儿子。
So that was trial number one.
这就是第一个审讯。
Now, chapter 23.
那我们来到第23章。
Then the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate.
然后众人都起来把耶稣领到比拉多面前。
So why did they take him to Pilate?
他们为什么把他带到比拉多那里去？
Because Pilate was the only one who had the power to put him to death.
因为呢，比拉多呢是唯一一个有这样的权柄呢，把他处死的。
These Jews had great power in the Jewish economy and politics, but they did not have any power to put anybody to death, regardless of the law.
这个里面呢，就是说这些犹太人呢，他们呢在经济方面，在政治方面有极大的权力，但是呢，不管说怎么样，不管依据什么样的法律，他们没有这样的权力把人处死。
But Pilate was the Roman governor, and he did have power to put people to death.
但是那个比拉多呢，他是罗马的统治者，所以他有这样的权柄把人呢处死。
So they took him for trial to Pilate, and verse 2 says, they began to accuse Jesus, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation, forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King.
所以呢，他们把他带到了那比拉多那里，就告他说呢，我们见这人又获国民，禁止纳税给凯撒，便说自己是基督，是王。
So their accusations were, first of all, that he was perverting the nation.
所以他们的指控呢，首先呢，就是说呢，他们诱惑国民。
Perverting means to turn people from good to bad.
诱惑呢，他的意思呢，就是把人呢，从那个坏好的方面呢，带到坏的方面去。
Of course, Jesus never did that. He never turned people from good to bad. He just kept on turning people from bad to good.
因为当然呢，主耶稣基督从来没有把人呢从那个好的地方带到坏的地方，他是把人从坏的地方让他们变好。But
the question is, was his teaching effective? Did it have an impact on people?
现在就是说是问题是呢，他的教导呢，就是说是不是有效呢？他对人们呢，是不是有影响呢？
And the answer is yes, he transformed the lives of many people, not perverting them, but converting them, not turning them away, but turning them back to Jesus, to God.
因为呢，实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，他改变了很多人的生命。他并不是说是诱惑他们，他是让他们转变。转变呢，就是说他不是把他们转离，是把这些人呢变好，让他们转回来到神这里。
So their first accusation against him was completely wrong.
所以他们对他的第一个指控呢，是完完全全错误的。
Now their second accusation is that they say he was forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar.
他们对他的第二个指控说呢，他禁止纳税给凯撒。
And that was also completely wrong.
这个同样是完完全全错误的。
When challenged on that issue, you'll remember that his answer was, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's.
当他们给出他这样的挑战的时候，那你们大家都记得主耶稣基督的回答是呢？凯撒的归凯撒，神的归神。
So the people that he was speaking to made two mistakes. The people that he was teaching, they were reluctant to pay taxes to Caesar, and they were reluctant to pay tribute to God, worship to God. They followed Jesus, God in neither of those ways. They didn't pay to Caesar or to God.
因为那些呢指控他们的那些人呢，其实让他们自己呢，他们是不想给那个凯撒交税的，他们同样呢也不想去敬拜神，给神奉献，所以这两个方面呢，这些人呢，他们都不是有要让有该让他们该有的方式去做他们该做的事情。
So he didn't say, don't pay taxes to Caesar. He said, pay taxes to Caesar and pay tribute to God as well.
他并没有说呢，不要给凯撒赋税。他说该给凯撒赋税就赋税，同样呢，你们要也要奉献给神。
And the question is, the end of verse 2, did he say that he was Christ the King?
现在呢，就是说是问题是呢，他是有没有说他是基督是王呢？
And yes, he did say that he was the king of the Jews, and his claims were such that his kingdom was not of this world, therefore his servants did not fight.
因为他真的说呢，他说呢，他是犹太的王，但是呢，因为他的王国不在这个地上，所以因此呢，他的人民呢不会起来反抗。
And because his servants did not fight, his being a king was not a challenge or an issue to the Jews, sorry, to the Romans.
因为呢，他们呢不会起来呢去反抗的话呢，那么说呢，因为他所以他的国家对罗马帝国来说呢，并没有进行挑战。
He was a king, but he did not preach rebellion against Rome.
他呢就是王，但是他并没去教导人们去呢，就是反叛罗马。
So all of the accusations against him were unsubstantiable and they were wrong.
所以这个里面就是所有呢，他们对他的指控呢都是不成立的，因此呢是错误的。
So Pilate's response is verse 3. So Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, saying, "It is as you say."
第三节呢，比拉多问耶稣说呢：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣回答他说：“这是你说的。”
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and to the crowd, "I find no fault in this man."
第四节说呢，比拉多对祭司长和众人说呢，我查不出这人有什么错来。
So these people who had pretended that he was guilty, they followed him. Sorry, they led him to Pilate and they presented their evidence to Pilate. And Pilate says, "I disagree with you. He is not guilty. I find no fault in him."
在这个里面呢，就是说是这些人呢，他们呢假设呢主耶稣基督是有罪的，所以呢他们把他带到比拉多这里来。比拉多说呢，我已经问过他了，其实呢他是没有罪的，我在他里面呢找不出任何错来。
So verse 5 says, but they were the more fierce. They got angry and they said, he stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place.
5节说呢，但他们越发极力地说，他们感到气愤，所以他们煽动百姓在犹太遍地教导，从加利利起直到这里。
What is the accusation? He stirs up the people.
因为对他的指控是什么呢？因为他呢，煽动百姓。
Well, that's not a terrible thing. A lot of people stir up people. He was teaching and people responded or reacted to his teaching. That is not wrong.
所以呢，煽动百姓呢，其实并不是一个什么可怕的事情，因为他去教导他们，他们呢做出了回应，这个呢是并没有错的。
So the accusations that they brought against him, even if they were true and they weren't true, but the accusations were unsubstantiable.
因为这个里面就是说是他们对他的指控呢，不管是真的还是假的，那都是不成立的。
All right, so what happens next? Verse 6. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked the man were if the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was in Jerusalem at that time.
第六节、第七节，第六节说呢，比拉多一听见加利利，就问这人是加利利人吗？第七节说他一知道耶稣属西律所管，就把他送到西律那里去。那时西律正在耶路撒冷。
So, what is Pilate's response? This was the second trial. What was Pilate's response?
因为这是第二次审讯，那么说呢，就是比拉多的他的反应是什么？
He basically said, I find no fault in him. There's nothing wrong. And frankly, I don't want to get involved.
因为他实际上是说呢，我发现呢他是无罪的，我找不到任何的错在他身上，因此呢，我不想牵扯进来。
And so instead of insisting on the judicial conclusion that he had reached, he simply passes the buck and says to the accusers, "You go see Herod. I won't have anything more to do with this."
所以呢，就是说，就本来呢，就是说，这个呢，犹太人他们所辖管的，他们所说的呢，就是说是，比拉多说呢，我不同意你们所说的这样的事情，那么说呢，我又把这个呢推回去，推到因为你们是拘律所辖管的地方。
Now, the question is, what is the issue? I guess I better stop for a minute. To those of you who've just joined, Jimmy, especially, and Joanna, we are in Luke chapter 23. And where are we? Luke chapter 23 and verse 6 and 7.
因为你们呢，就稍微停一下。对刚刚加入我们的特别欢迎，那就是说是 Jimmy 啊、Joanna 还有其他的人。那么说呢，我们现在在学习《路加福音》第二十三章6节和7节。
Pilate said, I don't want to get involved.
所以呢，比拉多说呢，我不想牵扯进来。
Most people in the world, when confronted with the evidence of Jesus, say, I don't want to get involved.
因为大多数呢人呢，他们呢碰到呢关于主耶稣基督的事情的时候呢，他们说呢，我不想牵扯进来。
Many of them say, I can't find any fault with him. I don't really know, but don't disturb me more. I don't want to be involved, please.
所以呢，比拉多说呢，就是是我呢，就是知道的不多，但是呢，我发现呢，他也没有什么错，所以呢，不要来烦我，我不想牵扯进来。
But remember, Jesus Christ is God.
但是记得主耶稣基督他是神，
And Jesus Christ is the boss.
主耶稣基督他是主宰。
And for you to say to the boss, I'm sorry, I don't want to get involved, is the height of folly.
意思就是，如果你对你的那个老板去说，那就是说是，对不起，我不想牵扯进来，这是极其愚蠢的。
So, shame on you, Pilate. You said, I can pass the question to somebody else, he can solve it, and I don't have to worry about it.
因为那个比拉多应该感到羞耻，因为那个你本来可以解决问题的，你却把它传给别人，说我不想牵扯进来。
So that was the end of trial number two.
于是就是说是第二次审讯的第二结尾。
Now, verse 8 and trial number three.
第8节呢开始是第三次审讯。
It says, Now, when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had desired for a long time to see him, because he had heard many things about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him.
第8节说，西律看见耶稣就很欢喜，因为呢听见过他许多的事儿，久已想要见他，并且指望他行些神迹。
So Herod had a curious interest in Jesus. He wanted to see what was going on. He almost treated the Lord Jesus like a sideshow in a in a circus.
那个里面呢，就是那个西贝呢，其实呢，他呢有非常的好奇心呢，他也听到了主耶稣基督的一些事情呢，他说呢，他想要去看一看，那基本上呢，就是像相当于一个马戏团的旁边的观众。
So he questioned him with many words, but the Lord Jesus answered him nothing.
所以呢，他问了主耶稣基督很多的话，但主耶稣基督呢一个一言不答。
The Lord Jesus knew what was in his heart, and he kept asking him questions, and Jesus just didn't bother answering because he knew this man is not serious. He's just playing a game.
因为主耶稣基督呢知道这个人的内心在想什么，所以这个人呢问了很多的问题呢，他根本就懒得回答他，因为呢他知道在他这个人的内心里呢，他呢这并不是想真的知道答案，他只是想在玩游戏。
But the chief priests, who still wanted to kill him, verse 10 says, they and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. They kept on throwing all kinds of accusations at him that were totally unfounded.
第十节说，祭司长和文士都站着，极力的告他，极力的告他呢，是以他们呢，给了他很多那种不成立的指控，但是他们仍然想要告他。
So verse 11, then Herod, with his men of war, treated him with contempt and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him back to Pilate.
第十一节说，那些律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽的袍子，把他送回比拉多那里去。
So Herod wanted to see a miracle. And instead of seeing a miracle, he said, "Ah, this is fun." And so he made a mockery of Jesus and he played games with him.
所以呢，希律呢，他想呢要看一个神迹，但是就没有看到。那么说呢，他们呢就开始了，就是说是不是藐视他、戏弄他？
And he said, "If you're a king, then you deserve to be dressed like a king." So he made fun of him. Put a gorgeous robe, a kingly robe upon him, and tried to dress him up like a king, and they all laughed.
因为他们说呢，如果你真的是王的话呢，那你应该穿上王的服装。所以呢，他们给他穿上华丽的袍子，这个袍子应该是王才能穿的。然后呢，他们给他穿上以后呢，开始呢就戏弄他，嘲笑他。
And he sent him back to Pilate. And that's the end of the third trial.
因为把他送回到比拉多那里，这是第三次审讯的结束。
His conclusion was he simply made a joke of the whole thing.
他的那个结论呢，就是基本上呢，他把整个事情呢当成一个玩笑。
Many people are like that today.
有很多人今天也是这样的。
You ask them about Jesus, and they laugh it off.
所以你问他关于主耶稣基督，他们就开始嘲笑。
You ask them about Jesus, they will curse and swear, and they will do all kinds of things, but they pretend that Jesus is not important. They simply laugh at him, they mock him, and they make fun of him.
所以你问他们关于主耶稣，他们甚至赌咒发誓，那么说呢，说他，但是呢，他们根本就不想去认识主耶稣基督，他们呢，其实在心里呢就嘲笑，他们在那个蔑视。
So, three kinds of people then in their relation to Jesus, then and in the world today. First, like the scribes, they want to kill him. They just don't want him around.
有2、3类的人在那里。第一类呢，就是当那个像当今世界上一些人，他们想杀害他，不想要他在周围。
Number two, they run away and they say, I don't want to get involved.
第二类人呢，他们就跑了，他们说呢，我们不想牵扯进来。
Number two, number three, they treat it as a joke.
第二类、第三类呢，他们把它当成一个笑话。
And many people today do all three as they reject the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior.
所以很多人呢，今天呢，当他们拒绝主的时候呢，他们把这3样的事情全部都做了。
So, verse 12, that very day, Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for before that, they had been at enmity with each other.
第十二节说呢，从前希律和比拉多彼此有仇，但那一天就成了朋友。
And so the question is, why did they become friends?
第一个问题是，他们为什么成了朋友呢？
And the answer is they both had the same heart.
答案是他们都有一样的心。
They didn't want Jesus, and each of them took pride in the fact that the opposite didn't want him either. They became friends because they had one strong uniting friendship factor. They hated Jesus. They did not want Jesus.
因为就是说，他们两个人呢，其实是都成为朋友呢，是因为是他们都联合起来，联合起来呢，他们要对反对同一个敌人，他们有同样的内心，他们要反对的就是我们的主耶稣。So
now the fourth trial comes along, and it starts in verse 13.
您现在的第四次审讯开始了，从第13节开始。
It says, then Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, said to them, you have brought this man to me and as one who misleads the people. And indeed, having examined him in your presence, I find no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him.
这个第十三节开始呢，比勒多叫起了祭司长和官长，并摆信。第十四节就对他们说：“那你们带这人到我这里说他是诱惑百姓的看呢，我也曾将你们告他的事在你们面前审问他，并没有查出任何错来。” So
this is the second time Pilate's been confronted with the facts, and he repeats himself. He says, I don't find anything wrong with this man, but he didn't say he's innocent and I must let him go. He simply said, I don't see any problem. I want to. And he didn't come out with the truth.
这里面呢，就是这是那比拉多那第二次审讯主耶稣的，所以他在重复他自己的话，他并没有说呢，他说呢，他找不到任何的错在他身上，那么说呢，他但是他并没有说呢，他是无辜的，我必须呢放他走，那么说呢，实际上呢，他呢就是说是在这个时候呢，他没有坚持真理。
So he goes on in verse 15 and says, no, neither did Herod find anything wrong. I sent you back to him, and indeed nothing worthy of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him.
第十五节说呢，就是屈利也是这样，因为我叫你们去他那里，可见他没有什么该死的事，他没有做什么该死的事，因此呢，我要责打他，把他释放了。
So as he's saying, he has done nothing wrong, and therefore he should be released, but you want him to be killed. So what I will do is I will chastise him, I will beat him, I will punish him with physical beating, and then I will release him.
他们说呢，就是说你说你们说他犯了死罪，但是呢，我却找不到任何的他犯了死罪的证据，因此呢，我要把他那个责打，我要责打，要以后呢把他释放了。And
there is a sense, therefore, in which his argument is compromise.
因为呢，从某种意义上来说呢，他的那个论点呢，就是一个妥协。
Many people in our day compromise when it comes to Jesus.
因为我们当今很多人呢，当关于主耶稣的时候呢，他们都会妥协。
They say, well, I'm not going to say he's wrong. I just won't say he's right. Ah, la, 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 la. I'll be in the middle.
当然，我也不会说他是对的，我也不会说他是错的。啦啦啦啦啦，我在中间。
So that's what he said. Then he said, I've got another idea for you. Verse 17, he says, for it was necessary for him to release one to them at the feast. And they all cried out saying, away with him, away with this man, and release to us Barabbas.
这个里面呢，然后呢，第十七节呢，他说呢，我有一个另外一个好主意，就是说，因为呢，每逢这节期，他必须释放一个囚犯给他们，众人却一起喊着说，除掉这个人，释放巴拉巴给我们。
The compromise then was, I won't kill him, I will release him to you. And the Jews said, no, don't give us Jesus, don't release him, release Barabbas to us.
因为他做出的妥协，那实际上呢，就是说我不会杀了他，但是我却要打他。但是这犹太人呢说呢，不要把耶稣给我们，我们要这个叫巴拉巴的人。
And so we probably need some logical explanation as to what's happening here.
因为必须呢有一些符合逻辑的这个解释，在这里发生的事情。
You will remember that this whole story takes place at the time of the Passover.
你们大家呢也记得呢，这整个故事发生在逾越节的时候。
The story of the Passover is that the Lord in the Old Testament, in the days of Moses and Egypt, the Lord said to the people, I will pass over you if you will put the blood of a lamb on the doorpost and the lintel, then the Lord will not punish the eldest son in your family.
因为这个实际上呢，逾越节呢是就是当时呢，他们在埃及的时候呢，在摩西那个年代的时候呢，就是说主跟他们说呢，如果你们用一只羔羊的血把它涂在门楞和门框上，那么说呢，这个时候呢，我就会越过你的那个房子，不杀死你家里最年长的孩子。
All the eldest sons in all the families were sinners in those days, just like they are in our day. We're all sinners.
你所有在那些家庭的，在那个古时候，在他们家里呢，年纪最长的都是罪人，年纪最长的儿子都是罪人，就跟我们今天一样，我们都是罪人。
And so God said to Moses, Moses, if you kill a lamb and you let me see the evidence of the lamb on the door, then I will know that you believe me and you have sacrificed a lamb in place of your son because you believe that I can forgive sins.
所以呢，神就说呢，如果呢你呢杀死一只羔羊呢，把羔羊的血涂在门框和门楣上，这个时候呢，我看到了这样的证据，我就知道呢你是相信我的，相信我可以呢饶恕你们的罪的。
And so the simple principle of the Passover is that because the lamb is shed, the guilty can be forgiven.
所以这个里面这个简单的这个原则呢，就是说是因为呢，那个就是说是祭品羔羊它的血呢，就是说流了，那么说呢，那个有罪的呢就被赦免了。
Or the other logic is that another can die for me.
所以另外一个逻辑是另外一个人可以为我去死。
And therefore, at Passover time, the behavior of the Jews in the days of Jesus was at Passover time, one guilty sinner would be released as an evidence that the blood of the lamb was able to forgive sins. They always forgave one person every Passover.
因为这个逻辑呢，在主耶稣基督那个年代、那个时候呢，就是在逾越节的时候呢，就是说是有每年呢都有一个罪人呢得到释放，一个囚犯得到释放呢，这个就是说是证明呢，就是说是那个羔羊的血呢可以呢赎罪。
So, Pilate, being a shrewd man, said, let's let Jesus be the guilty man who's forgiven. It's Passover time. Jesus, you say he's guilty, but I'm prepared to forgive him, just as we always forgive somebody at this time of year.
因为那个比拉多呢，他其实一个比较狡猾的人，所以在这个时候呢，他说我们来假设那个耶稣呢，这个时候呢是那个囚犯是那个罪人，那么说呢，你们每年的都要释放一个囚犯，那么说呢，我现在呢把耶稣呢就释放给你们。
And the Jews said, we don't want Jesus to be forgiven. We want Jesus to be killed. And therefore they said, don't release Jesus to us. You got to release somebody. Release Barabbas to us.
那就是犹太人就说，那我们不想要耶稣，我们要杀了耶稣，所以呢，不要把耶稣释放，我们要另外一个人，不要释放耶稣，把巴拉巴给释放了。
We're going to find out later that Barabbas was a notorious sinner. He was a leader of an insurrection, of a treason, and he was a murderer. He was a bad man.
因为呢，我们在后面会知道这个叫巴拉巴的呢，他其实是一个非常的严重罪的罪犯。他实际上呢，他带领的那些人呢去反抗、去谋反的，而且呢，这些人呢，他是一个谋杀犯，他是一个非常坏的人。
So verse 19 carries on the story. It says, who Barabbas had been thrown into prison for a certain insurrection made in the city and for murder.
第十九节说呢，这巴拿巴是因在城里作难杀人，下在监里的。
Verse 20, Pilate, therefore, wishing to release Jesus, again called out to them, but they shouted, saying, crucify him, crucify him.
因为比拉多呢又愿意释放耶稣，又劝他们，但是他们喊着说呢，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。So
Pilate figured he had come up with a good compromise. He says he's innocent and they want him to be guilty. Let's do a compromise and everybody can walk away happy.
因为其实呢是那个比拉多呢，在他内心呢觉得他呢做了一个非常好的妥协，因为他们呢，他是无辜的，但是他们却认为他是罪人。那么说呢，我们现在呢就让那个就是作为逾越节释放的，把他给释放了。那么说大家都走，大家都高兴。
His responsibility as a judge was to fulfill justice. His objective was compromise to get out of the issue. Don't worry about it.
所以他作为法官呢，他应该是那就是行公义、行正义，但是呢，他却做出妥协，说呢这个事情呢，我们就大家都做点妥协算了。
So verse 22, he said to them the third time, why? What evil has he done? I have found no reason for death in him. I will therefore beat him up and let him go.
第二22节呢，他第三次对他们说：“为什么呢？这人做了什么恶事呢？我并没有在他身上查出什么该死的罪来，所以我要责打他，把他释放了。”Verse
24, but Pilate gave sentence that he should be as they requested. He basically said, you go ahead and kill him.
第二十四节说呢，比拉多这才照他们所要求的定案。他们基本上说呢，你呢要杀他，你们就去把他杀了。
And therefore, 25, he released to them the one they had requested, who was Barabbas, who for insurrection and murder had been thrown into the prison, but he delivered Jesus to their will.
第五节说呢，把他们所要的那因作难杀人，现在监里的释放给他们，就把耶稣交给他们，任凭他们意思行。Okay,
so four trials.
因为我们这里有四个审讯。And
let me just summarize them for you again. The priest said, we want to kill him, and therefore we say, kill him. They crucified him because they wanted to kill him.
这个里面呢，我来做一个总结，就是他们说呢，让我们把他给杀了，因为那个他们想要杀他，让我们就把他杀了。The
second trial, Pilate said, I don't want to get involved. Pass it on to somebody else.
第二个那个审讯的，就是那个比拉多说呢，我不想牵扯进来，把他交给别人吧。The
third trial is before Herod, and Herod says, this is just a joke. Let's have some fun.
因为第三个呢，就是交给了那个，就是希律说呢，这个像个笑话一样，所以我们来起点乐吧。And
the fourth trial, Pilate says, I offered you a compromise. I had a good excuse. You wouldn't accept it, so go ahead, kill him.
这个里面，这个是第四个审讯的那个，就是比拉多说呢，我一个很好的那个借口，我一个很好借口呢，但是呢，我这个借口呢，你们就不接受，不接受，那么说呢，那你们就去把它杀了算了。
And so the last line of verse 25 is very important. It says, He delivered Jesus to their will.
因为呢，就是第25节最后一句话呢，非常的重要。他说呢，他把他交给他们，把耶稣交给他们，任凭他们的意思行。
He said, I won't condemn him. I won't put him to death. You do it. It's all your responsibility. And he passed the responsibility on to them.
因为他说呢，我不想定他的罪，这是你们的责任，是你们想做的。因此呢，他把他自己的责任呢推给了他们。
Now, of course, there's a parallel responsibility for each of us, isn't there?
所以同样呢，对我们呢，每个人来说呢，都有类似的这样的职责，是不是呢？
The question is, what will you do with Jesus?
第一个问题是呢，你对主耶稣基督应该做些什么？
He has been presented in the Bible as God.
在圣经里呢，告诉我们他是神。
He's been presented in the Bible as Savior.
在圣经呢，告诉我们他是救主。
But if he is to be your God and your Savior, you must worship him. You must obey him, and the chief priests say, We're not going to obey him. We don't want to do that.
因为但是他如果是神和你的救主的话呢，你必须呢要顺服他，要敬拜他。那么的这些祭司和那些文士们说呢，我们不想敬拜他，我们也不想顺服他。
And neither Herod nor Pilate were prepared to take responsibility. So the question is, what will you do with Jesus?
因为那个就是说是希律和比拉多呢，他们都不想承担这个责任。那么说，那你对主耶稣基督应该做什么？
That is the most important issue in the world today, the most important issue of history, the most important issue of the future. The most important issue is what will you do with Jesus?
因为里面这个是最大的一个问题，最大的一个问题，当今最大的问题，过去一个最大的问题，将来的一个最大的问题。这个问题就是说，你会跟主耶稣，你对主耶稣基督，你将做些什么？
Okay, and they basically said, well, let's go ahead and crucify him.
他们基本上说，我们就是去把他给钉十字架。
This is one of those situations where if you don't say yes to Jesus, you say no to Jesus.
这是其中的一个这样的场景。如果你对主耶稣基督不说是，你就对主耶稣基督说了不。
Just let me remind you of that verse again in John chapter 3. You may turn to it. John chapter 3.
今天呢，就是让我想起呢，约翰福音第三章的，大家可以翻到约翰福音第三章。
It says, John chapter 3, He who believes in Jesus is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
The which verse?
That's John chapter 3, verse 18. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. 所以约翰福音3章18节，18节说呢，信他的人就信耶稣的人不被定罪，不信的人呢，就不信耶稣的人呢，罪已经定了，因为他们呢，不信神独生子的名。
That verse says basically, if you don't say yes, I choose Jesus, I believe in Jesus. If you don't say yes, you've already said no, and there's no forgiveness for that.
这个里面这节经文基本上告诉我们，你如果不对主耶稣基督说是，你不选择主耶稣基督做你的救主话呢，那么说基本上呢，你已经对主耶稣基督说了不，这样的你的罪已经定了。
So there's a sense then in which that last line of verse 25 is one of the most sobering lines in all of the Bible.
因为这个里面是这样的，从这个意义上来说呢，第25节呢，就是说是在整个圣经里对我们来说呢，都是一个非常令人警醒的经文。
The facts are that the position that Jesus holds is entirely in your hands. You either believe him and make him Lord, or you reject him and consent to his death, and you are held responsible for that death, and you'll pay the price in hell forever.
基本上说，那你在主耶稣基督面前是你自己呢，要负完全的责任。如果那就是你不相信他，你那个你的罪已经被定了，你不定了，你自己呢要在地狱里呢接受永恒的惩罚。All
right, so now verse 26.
现在我们来第26节。
Says now, as they led Jesus away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming from the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus.
大家回到路加福音23章第26节，说呢，他们带耶稣去的时候，有一个古利奈人西门从乡下来，他们就抓住他，把十字架搁在他身上，叫他背着跟随耶稣。
So the logic was that when a person went to the cross, they had to carry their own cross to the place of crucifixion.
所以这个逻辑呢，就是当一个人要被钉十字架的时候呢，他们必须自己背着十字架背到那个被钉的地方。
Now there are others there that day. We'll find out who was crucified with Jesus, and they would each of them had to carry their cross when they went to the crucifixion location.
所以另外两个呢，另外也有人在那里要和主耶稣基督一起被钉十字架。那么说呢，那些人呢，他们也必须把自己的十字架背着去到被钉的地方。But
in the case of the Lord Jesus, they found this man, Simon the Cyrenian, and they compelled him to carry the cross.
但是在主耶稣基督这个例子里面呢，他们找到一个叫古利奈人，叫西门的，把他抓过来，让他背十字架。So
the question has always been, why did Jesus not carry his own cross?
现在问题总是这样的，那么主耶稣基督呢，他为什么不背自己的十字架呢？
And there are two common answers given to that question.
因为这两个那个这样的，就是说是说明关于这个问题。The
first answer is that they had already beaten and rebeaten and mocked and done abominable things to the Lord Jesus to the point where he was so weak he couldn't carry his own cross.
第一个答案呢，就是他们已经打了主耶稣基督，他们一打再打，而且呢，极其的就是侮辱他、损坏他。那么说呢，这个时候他自己身体呢，已经不能够背起他自己的十字架了。And
it is true that he was under extreme fatigue and the body extremely weak and disfigured, so that to expect him to carry his cross would have been unreasonable.
这个呢也是个事实，就是说呢，他呢已经身体呢受到了极大的伤害，他的身体很多地方呢也变形了，他非常的弱虚弱。那么说呢，这个时候呢让他呢去背十字架呢也是没有任何道理的。
You remember, as we learned last week, that in the garden he was extremely weak. The angel came to strengthen him, and then he was in an agony so great that he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
你们大家也记得呢，就是在另外的经文里呢，当主耶稣基督在克西马西明园的时候呢，他非常的软弱，非常的虚弱。这个时候，天使下来呢，加给他力量，然后呢，他祷告的时候极其的痛苦，痛苦到呢，他的那个汗滴下来，就像下滴血，也滴到地上，他的汗就像血一样滴到地上。
I believe it's Isaiah who said that his visage, his form was marred more than any man's.
有人认为呢，就是那个以赛亚告诉我们，就是说是他所身体受到的伤害、所受的痛苦，比任何人都要有过之。
The beating that he endured was extreme.
所以他所受到的那样的打是极端的打。
The other argument as to why someone else carried his cross was that he was a king, and he was mocked by the fact that being a king, they gave someone else to carry his cross. Kings shouldn't carry their own cross.
那另外一个呢，论点呢说呢，就是他就是王，他就是王呢，他们嘲笑他是王。那么说，如果他是王的话呢，他不应该背自己的十字架，那么他们要找个人来帮他背十字架。
And though the former argument is strong, the latter argument is probably the real one. He was a strong man. He was God. He could have carried his cross, but they wanted to make fun of him.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是第一个呢，就是论点呢可能比较长。那么说第二个论点呢，就是有可能才是真实的，因为呢他就是神，他就是王，他呢非常的强，他能够自己背自己的十字架。
But in the man of Simon of Cyrene, we have the fifth response to the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，就是在那个就是古代人西门的话呢，我们有第五个对主耶稣基督的回应。
Simon followed the Lord Jesus because he had no option.
所以呢，西门呢跟着主耶稣，因为他没有任何的选择。
We don't read the words compelled here, but the fact is that he was told he must carry the cross for Jesus. The Roman guard insisted on it. He had no option.
这个里面我们没有读到他被强迫这个词，但实际上呢，当时呢他没有任何的选择。那个罗马人呢告诉他呢，他必须去在那个背十字架，所以他没有任何的选项。
Now, in our day, many people become so-called Christians because they say they have no option.
现在在我们当今呢，就是很多人呢，在他们被称之为所谓的基督徒呢，说呢，他们没有任何的选择。
In many parts of the world today, the national or the accepted religion is mandatory.
现在就是在世界上还有很多地方呢，有很多国家呢，他们呢就是说是你要去信宗教，你是就是说是强制性的。
By contrast, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ is 100% voluntary. You must decide yourself.
所以呢，相对的呢，相比，那么说呢，你要去相信主耶稣基督呢，你要是完全的自愿的，你必须呢，自愿的去相信。
But some people don't really understand that.
那有些人呢，他根本不理解这一点。
And so you'll often meet people. And they say, "Are you a Christian?" Or you say to them, "Are you a Christian?" They say, "Yes."
但通常呢，你碰到一些人呢，你问他呢，就是说，你是基督徒吗？他们会说是。
And you say, "Why?"
你说为什么？
And they often say, "Because I live in a Christian country." Or they might say, "Because my parents were Christians." Or they might say, "I was forced to be a Christian."
也可能说呢，就是说我的国家是一个基督徒的国家，或者说呢，我的父母呢，他们是基督徒，或者说呢，有可能他们会说呢，我是被强迫成为基督徒。
I think many people born in a Christian family to some Christian parents, they often say they're Christians when they're younger, when they don't really believe it, but they say, "I've got to do it because my mommy wants me to."
因为我认为呢，就是很多人呢，他们出生在基督徒的家庭里，当他们非常的小的时候呢，他说呢，我想成为基督徒呢，是因为呢，我的父母是基督徒，因为我妈妈想要我成为基督徒。
But when they get older, then they make their own decision, and a great many say, "I don't want the religion that my family taught me when I was younger."
当他们长大以后呢，他们很多人呢就说呢，我不想要信我的家庭、我的家人所信的那样的一个宗教。
So the fifth response then is saying, "I am a Christian." But it's not because I wanted to, it's just because I've been forced to, and I'll change my mind later.
第五个反应就是说呢，就是我是个基督徒，但是我不想成一个基督徒，我是被强迫的，因此呢，我要做出我自己的选择。
All right, verse 27.
第27节。
It says, and a great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him.
27节说，有许多百姓跟随耶稣，其中有好些妇女们为他嚎啕痛哭。
All right, so my next question then is, what about these women?
接下来我的下一个问题是呢，这些女的是干什么的？
This is another response to the wonderful, to the issue of who Jesus is and whether he should be crucified or not. This issue is the women who loved him and followed him and lamented him.
这些呢，就是另外一个，就是是那样的回应的。关于呢，主耶稣基督他是谁，他应不应该被钉十字架？这些妇女呢，她们爱主耶稣基督，跟从主耶稣基督，因此呢，她们为主耶稣基督嚎啕痛哭。
These women had the best response to the issue of the crucifixion, didn't they? Of all, this was the best response.
因为这些妇女呢，对这样的就是说是，被钉十字，主耶稣基督被钉十字架是一个最好的反应，是不是呢？当主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，你应该嚎啕痛哭。
They said it's all wrong. Jesus is right, and all the rest are wrong. And they followed him at a far distance, and they lamented, and they mourned.
所以他们说呢，这是一切的都是错的，都是错的，他不应该被钉十字架。所以他们呢，远远的跟着他嚎啕痛哭。
But you'll remember over the next few days, they proved that their affection for him and that their belief in him was real because they cared for him and were the first witnesses to his resurrection.
所以你们大家也记得呢，是在后面接下来的几天里呢，他们呢，他们的信心得到了证明，他证明了他们对主耶稣基督的感情，证明了他们真的像他，相信他，所以他们见证了主耶稣基督的复活。
So can you remember now the seven trials of the Lord Jesus? And the question is, where are you? Which of these seven represents you?
因为这个里面呢，就是说是你记得那第七个那个审讯，他们说这个里面呢，你在哪一个里面，哪一个是适合你的？
Number one, the priest wanted to kill him.
第一个呢，那个祭司想要杀害他；
Number two, Pilate didn't want to get involved.
第二个呢，比拉多不想牵扯进来。
Number three, Herod says this is all a joke.
所以第三个呢，希律说呢，这都完全是个笑话。
Number four, Pilate said, I'm interested in a compromise. I'm interested in an excuse. I don't want to get involved anymore.
所以呢，第四个呢，比拉多呢说呢，我呢要做一些妥协，我不想呢牵扯进来，我也不想要争议，所以呢，我不想完全不想管这事。
Number five, Pilate yielded to the crowd and said to the crowd, You do what you want, I'm innocent. You just do what you want.
第五个呢，就是说是那个比拉多呢，对那些人群呢，他呢让步了，让步呢说呢我不想在，我是无辜的，我不想牵扯进来，你们想干什么就干什么。
And to that you say, Coward.
你对这来说是个懦夫。
Number six, Simon was constrained to help. He didn't really have an option.
所以呢，第六个呢，就是那个西门呢，他是被强迫的来跟从，他没有任何的选择。
And then the good response of the women, and they lamented, and they mourned for him, and they watched, and they followed after his death and into his resurrection. They were the ones who said, Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are not guilty. I will follow you.
因为第七个呢，就是说是最好的这样的回应，就是这些妇女们，她们呢就是不想主耶稣基督被钉十字架，她们一直呢跟着他呢，就是嚎啕痛哭，然后呢，她们一直跟着他，只跟到的主耶稣基督的他复活，她们说呢，你是神的儿子，我们要跟从你。
Well, that's our time and our ability for this evening. Unfortunately, we've just got to say more next week.
因为我们今天晚上的时间呢也到了，是到了呢，就是我们今天只能说这么多了。那么说呢，我们说呢，下个星期呢再见。
This is not the end of the story.
这并不是故事的结尾，
He's going to be put to death.
他要被处死，
He's going to rise again.
他会复活。
And hallelujah, he's coming back to take us to heaven if we put our trust in him.
所以哈利路亚，他会来，他会再来，把我们呢带到天堂。如果我们相信他，
All right, let's have a word of prayer. We'll see you next week.
对我们的祷告，下个星期再见。
Lord, we want to thank you for this story.
对主啊，我们也感谢您，为了这些故事。
It is true that then, most people rejected the Lord Jesus.
所以这是也是个事实，很多人呢拒绝了主耶稣。
But praise the Lord, a few said, Yes, I want him to be my Savior and my Lord.
也感谢赞美主呢，就是我们来说呢，我们想要他做我的救主，我的主。
Until today, Lord, we're the same. And we would say, Lord, though many reject you, I don't want to reject you. I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my Lord and God.
所以主啊，今天呢，我们要说同样的话呢，我们不想拒绝您，我想要您呢做我的主，想要我做我的救主，我的神。
So thank you for the story. Thank you for each one who was with us this evening. Bless us, each one we ask, and bring us back next week. We give thanks and ask in Jesus' name.
今天我们为在座的每一个人呢献上感恩，也为这个就是说是啊那个这些故事献上感恩，求您赐福给我们，把我们下个星期带回来。我们的祷告和请求是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
，Amen。